Welcome to Drill Down Earnings. We've got the latest quarterly results from Broadcom, fiscal first quarter for this company. This is the business story behind one stock on the move. Futurum Group's chief market strategist, Corey Johnson, joining me here with these Broadcom earnings. Very important company here in two fields, in semiconductors and in software. Now, the stock has had a fantastic run in the last year. And so when Wall Street looks at this, they're looking for a miss or a beat. They're not doing much work. They don't even want to figure out what the company actually does. Yeah, this was a beat, but we want to dig into the business here. So Broadcom sales up 34% year over year to $11.96 billion and profits of $6.49 billion. Now, both numbers were up a lot. The big increase in revenues, of course, was because of their giant acquisition of VMware that took forever, really thanks to the Chinese government slowing down the acquisition approval. When it finally came through, they finally get this quarter that with the VMware results were really, really solid. But there's some complexity to the VMware acquisition, and I want to get to that. When you look at the numbers and the growth here, now their semiconductor business, that's a lot of the excitement here with the notion that the Broadcom semiconductors and all the companies that they've acquired over all the years are going to do well in the world of AI. And yeah, they're doing okay. The semiconductor division saw 4% increase in revenues on a year-over-year basis. But the infrastructure software business, with the giant layering on, if you can call it that, of VMware, saw a fantastic growth in the quarter. And it was really changed the nature of this company. Now, when the results were announced after hours, you saw the stock sell off a little bit, really on the guidance, which wasn't it was really unchanged from what they'd said recently, $50 billion in revenue for the year. So the stock was kind of flat, but on the year, my goodness, I mean, up 125% in a year. So what do you got to complain about with the numbers that come out right after the quarter? Now, when the quarterly results were announced, of course, they have their conference call. And at this kind of run rate with a VMware business, you wonder, where is the business coming from? So the colorful and really fun CEO, Hock Tan, who has really cobbled together this fantastic business that is called Broadcom, talked about how they're going into a lot of clients who want the very latest and greatest data center performance from their internal systems, even from old mainframe clients, those giant machines from decades ago. They're still replacing those machines, and Broadcom's able to come to them now with a software and semiconductor solution to give them a really powerful performance in in-house data centers. And that kind of on-premise data center business has been very strong for them and very strong going forward. Here's Hock Tan, the CEO.
Basically, a lot of these customers have some very legacy but critical mainframe. That's an old platform, not growing, except it's still vital. Then what they have to in modernizing workloads today and in the future is they really have a choice, which they are taking both angles, of running a lot of applications in data centers on-prem, distributed data centers on-prem, which can handle these modernized workloads, while at the same time, because of elastic demand, to be able to also put some of these applications into public cloud. Today's environment, most of these customers do not have an on-prem data center that resembles what's in the cloud, which is very high availability, very low latency, highly resilient, which is what we are offering with VMware Cloud Foundation of VCF. It exactly replicates what they get in a public cloud. And they love it.
So it's also worth pointing out that a lot of the VMware growth that they saw in this quarter, some of that they think is going to tail off. Hock Tan telling us, don't get too excited about that. But the numbers were really strong this quarter for VMware. And we'll see what they are going forward. Certainly they have a lot of powerful drivers for this business. It's on-prem data center business growing and AI driving everything for Broadcom, including the stock. All right, what's it all mean? What's one big takeaway and what's one number that tells us a whole lot? I'll have that for you right after this.
The Drill Down is brought to you by Futurum Group, where analysts, researchers, advisors, content creators, and marketing experts help business leaders anticipate and understand shifts in their industries and build strategies to leverage disruptive innovation. With deep analysis, Futurum Group's extensive industry experience delivers reliable research and data thought leadership, and actionable advice to help you with your strategy and go-to-market efforts. Futurum Group.
Here's your quick drill down earnings takeaway on the latest results from Broadcom. A strong quarter for this business. They beat estimates, whatever it means. Wall Street got it wrong because the business is growing even faster than expected. $11.96 billion in revenues, up 34% on a year-over-year basis. That's really about the acquisition of VMware, which is finally in the Broadcom results. And I promised you one number that tells us a whole lot. The drill-down earnings bite, that number, it reflects the growth in that infrastructure software business. VMware's had this for a long time. Broadcom's had it for a long time at a much smaller level. But when the two companies come together, the year-over-year growth was 153%. That's a little more than the 7% growth last quarter. 153% growth in the infrastructure software business. This is a changed company at Broadcom. Thanks for listening to Drill Down Earnings. I'm Corey Johnson. Check us out on all the socials. Follow me on X @CoreyTV. Drill Down Earnings, part of 6-5 Media.